This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and welcome you back to another session of the Feeling of Jazz, and we hope you stick around for the next 2 hours. We think we've got some interesting music. It's based on the work of Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck was born on December 6th, 1920, around the San Francisco area, and we were sad to report, if you haven't heard already, that he died on December 5th, 2012, one day before his 92nd birthday, on the way to see his cardiologist. And so we're going to devote the whole show to the works and the compositions of Dave Brubeck. And we'll try to intersperse the tunes we're going to play with a little bit of historical background as we go along. We're going to go clear back before the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond alto sax. I think most people today remember that famous quartet. But he was involved in recording and did a lot of music prior to that time. Just to put everything in historical perspective, I'm going to play something that was recorded in 1950 and 19 in San Francisco on an album called The Dave Brubeck Trio featuring Cal Jader. We all know Cal Jader as a vibist, but at that time he was working with Dave Brubeck as a drummer and also played bongos. And so Dave always did standards in a little different fashion. This is Dave Brubeck on piano with Cal Jader on bongos, Ron Crotty on drums, doing Johnny Green's composition, Body and Soul. Thank you. It was just a taste of early Dave Brubeck before he formed the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond on alto sax. That was from an album he cut on a Fantasy label about 1950 with Cal Jader, who we think of as a prominent vibist, was playing drums and bongo.
Yeah, Brubeck actually was born in Concord, California, and his dad was a cattle rancher, and they had, I don't think they owned it, but they worked on a 45,000-acre cattle ranch, which is kind of big. And I think he grew up, when he was young, thinking of going into the cattle ranching business and went to the College of the Pacific as in their veterinary school. And it's kind of interesting, after he turned to music and decided that cattle ranching wasn't what he was going to do. Part of what they did early on, and like in 1953, the quartet visited a lot of college campuses, and several of the recordings you'd have would be like the modern era Brubeck at Oberlin. And I don't know if I said he enrolled at the College of Pacific, and so one of the concerts once he came back was at the College of Pacific. And so I'm going to play a tune from the CD entitled Jazz at the College of Pacific, featuring Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Ron Carty bass, Joe Dodge drums, doing a tune entitled All the Things You Are. Thank you. Brubeck was, I think, noted for playing unusual time signatures, and I think you heard that in this particular cut. So it was his version of a tune entitled All the Things You Are.
I'm going to go way back to 1951. This is a cut that was taken off of an NBC broadcast at the Surf Club in Hollywood. And this is one of the earlier releases where he had his original quartet with Paul Desmond on alto sax. At this time, he was using Wyatt Reuther on bass and Herb Barman on drums. This is Jerome Kern's composition, Look for the Silver Lining, cut live as an NBC broadcast. That was live in a club in L.A. called the Surf Club, and it was Look for the Silver Lining, written by Jerome Kern. That was an early track live on NBC broadcast where we had the original quartet that included Paul Desmond on alto sax.
I think we mentioned that Desmond grew up on a cattle ranch, and he wanted to be a rodeo roping cowboy. And you kind of wonder how he got into music, but his mother was trained in England to become a concert pianist, And I don't know if she really ever succeeded in that or not, but she taught piano. And I think she noticed something about Dave when he sat down at the piano, that maybe he was something special. So she made him agree to only rope yearlings so he wouldn't get hurt or ruin his fingers to play the piano. So that's kind of how he started to get interested in music. I'm going to play a tune now with the quartet again. It's a nice ballad entitled Laura. Quartet doing a tune called Laura, and it's interesting that Brubeck in his early years was not interested really in music. He had two older brothers who were musicians, but his mother taught him how to play the piano, but he couldn't read sheet music. But he kind of faked it, saying he had poor eyesight and what have you, but even after he got into college, he was not able at that time to read sheet music.
Yeah, even when he went to enrolled in the music courses, they would play, the teacher would play chords at the piano, and a lot of students couldn't pick up on the chords, and he would ask them, what was that, a G, C, A, E flat? And Brubeck really couldn't tell the notes, but he could go up to the piano and play the chord because he had that natural ear. Anyway, we're going to do another track live from the Basin Street in New York City, from an album called Jazz Red Hot and Cool on the Columbia album. This is the basic Dave Brubeck quartet again with Paul Desmond. Now, Dave Brubeck's favorite pianist and composer and arranger was Duke Ellington. So he wrote a little song called The Duke, which is on this particular album, and it's just a gorgeous thing that people have all played down through the years. It's kind of a jazz standard now. Let's listen to the Dave Brubeck Quartet playing The Duke. That's live at the Basin Club in New York City, 1955, the classic Paul Desmond, Dave Brubeck Quartet. And that was a salute by Dave Brubeck to his favorite pianist and composer and arranger, Duke Ellington.
Yeah, I think Take Five is probably the tune that most people identify with Dave Brubeck, but clearly the song you just played, I think, is likewise. A lot of the things we're going to play tonight is in a quartet setting because that's pretty much how he played. I'm going to play a tune called Lullaby in Rhythm.
Thank you.
lullaby and rhythm. And one of the interesting things I think about early Brubeck is when he enrolled at the College of the Pacific in veterinary school as zoology professor, kind of grasped that he probably belonged in a conservatory instead of the classroom for veterinarian. And that's what happened. He went there, but then one of the professors found out he couldn't read sheet music and wanted to expel him. And a couple of the other professors came and they indicated that they didn't think that was a good idea because he had the ability to understood music well enough that they should keep him in a school. And so the school was kind of concerned that there would be a scandal if they flunked him out. So they said, we'll let you graduate if you promise never to teach music.
Well, okay, we're going to turn now to an Ellington tune that Dave Brubeck always enjoyed playing. And as I stated previously, when we played Dave's composition, The Duke, the Duke was his favorite pianist, composer, and arranger. This is live from the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958, the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond on alto sax. This is from Duke Ellington's show that he wrote back in 1941. It was played for a few months in Hollywood area as a musical. This is Duke Ellington's composition, Jump for Joy. live at the Newport Jazz Festival, July 3rd, 1958, from a Columbia album simply called Newport. That was Duke Ellington's composition, Jump for Joy, with, of course, Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax.
Brubeck was drafted into the United States Army, and he was assigned to George Patton's Third Army and missed the Battle of the Bulge because he volunteered at that time to do a Red Cross show as a piano, and he was so popular that he was ordered to form his own band, which he did. It was called the Wolf Pack, but it was the first racially integrated band in the United States Armed Forces. The tune I'm going to use for my conclusion of the first hour is from a Columbia album, Dave Brubeck's Greatest Hits, and the tune is the theme from Mr. Broadway. For Mr. Broadway, and I forgot to mention that the personnel would be Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello drums. And so I think this is the first time we've switched bass players and a drummer. It's almost like a two-for-one here. It's a tribute to Brubeck, but it's also kind of a tribute to Paul Desmond.
One of the oldest blues around, of course, is written by W.C. Handy, the St. Louis Blues. And we're going to jump forward in time now from the 50s and the 60s with the Mulligan or the Brubeck Quartet with Desmond. We're going to go ahead to about 1970, and for a while he toured with a group that was billed as the Dave Brubeck Trio featuring Jerry Mulligan, of course the great Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, and. We're going to have to close out the first hour with this next track. We remind you to stick around for the second hour because we're going to continue our salute to Dave Brubeck with some great sounds. Bill and I will be back right after the news at the top of the hour. This is from an album that was cut in 1970 in Berlin, Germany. The name of the album was Dave Brubeck Trio and Jerry Mulligan in Berlin. And here they do a rousing version of the St. Louis Blues. I'm reading and quoting from Dave Brubeck's comments on this. He says, "I love to play the St. Louis Blues. I used it for years on most concerts as an opener or a closer or someplace in between. And I was touched to receive a personal letter from the heirs of W.C. Handy asking me for playing that tune so often. Let's listen to the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.